Hello and welcome to another episode of Fit Talk with Coach Sheba. In today's episode, I will be discussing the biomechanics of running. To give you a brief, I hold a certificate from CrossFit for a running course. I have been a runner myself for a very long time. I in fact started my fitness journey as a runner. I've done a lot of endurance runs, as in long distance runs, and I've also hit two podiums. Apart from that, I have trained a lot of runners to run better and run without injuries. So this is a mild brief so that you understand from whom the information is coming from. That's all. Now, to get back to the topic, what is the biomechanics of running? So it just indicates the study of mechanical principles and movements that are involved in running. So basically, the first thing I'd like to talk about is the foot strike pattern, even though that comes slightly later before you understand your stride length and such. Foot strike pattern is something that we discuss or we analyze when we look at an athlete or when the athlete starts to run, because this defines your load distribution, as in how you, where you place your body's load, and thereby how can you accelerate better. Your foot strike pattern, there are three types. So one is your heel strike, wherein you land on your heel. Second is your midfoot, where you actually land on your midfoot. And the third is your forefoot, where you land on the ball of the foot and then you go on your toes. So these three are the basic primary foot strike patterns. Now, how do you, when do you use these, and how do you know when to use these? Basically, when your speed varies or your speed increases as you accelerate, you go on your toes. Try to imagine when you run really fast, you would land on your toes first for you to widen your stride, right? So that's how you analyze, or that's how you actually place each of these foot strike patterns. But as a novice or as somebody who's starting to run first, usually the first pattern, which is a heel strike, is suggested, which means you go heel first and then midfoot and then your toes. So when you land, you're not landing on your midfoot. When you land on your midfoot, it goes straight to your knee, and sometimes it could cause a lot of impact. So the strike, foot strike for somebody who's starting off, heel to toe, heel, midfoot to toe is usually recommended. So that's your first biomechanics. Secondly, the stride length. Stride length is basically the distance covered by a single leg during one full gait cycle, as in you step forward and you finish, you bring your other foot forward, is one full gait cycle. And this also includes the leg length, your flexibility, your running speed. All of this influences your stride length. Again, imagine when you're running fast, your stride automatically becomes really wide. We are taught to take really, when you train to run, whether it is long distance or you're just learning to sprint, you're taught to first do short distance sprints to be able to strike your foot faster. That will help you to actually manage your speed and manage your breath also when you're doing even endurance runs. So the second is your stride length. Third is a cadence. Cadence basically refers to the number of steps that is taken per minute. Usually run data is analyzed like this so that you understand how fast or how slow you run. And this also, it can vary depending on factors such as speed and your individual preference. But it, you know, it's usually around about 180 steps per minute for efficient running. But that again depends from person to person, and your limb length also really matters when you talk about cadence. So that is the other part. Now, these three are the most important. The others are slightly technical, which also talks about the ground reaction, reaction forces, how your body actually propels forward or backward or sideways, whichever, right? So that is the ground reaction forces that we really do not need to dive deep into right now. These three aspects are quite important for you to understand before you start. Have you actually gotten your gait checked? If you realize, some of us these days need special shoes or shoes unique to your own feet to run better, right? So when you go and get your gait analysis done, you will understand whether you have a flat foot, whether you need a high arch shoe and such. So those things also predominantly play a very important role in when you have to run comfortably. Some of you may not need cushioning to run, as in your shoes. Some are great to just run barefoot. Obviously, bare feet running is the most convenient to run. But on roads, I'm sure it's not really good, because if you don't have a flat surface, it may cause injuries for you. So apart from that, when you're starting to run, understanding your gait is really important. Understanding your foot strike pattern is important. And then stride length, and finally your cadence. With your cadence, you'll also be able to speed up or manage your speed according to the kind of races you're participating in. You know, for an endurance run, you can't really, your pace cannot be too high for all of the, say, 4.5 hours, right? You need to pace it out in such a way. You have to plan your splits also, whether it's negative splits or positive splits. You need to plan your splits accordingly to run your race optimally. So understand all of these nuances before you start to run, and you will be able to run better, and you will also be able to run without any injuries. Initially, when you do not understand certain things, you may be striking your foot wrong and thereby causing injury to your knee and your hips. Also, some of us don't really understand the value of keeping your core engaged, your chest up, and your breathing right when you run. Those things are also very critical when you, whether you're running a small distance or a long distance. Looking straight and keeping your chest up helps your lungs to actually, the lung capacity to improve better, and you can actually breathe better when you run. Breath control, as you know, is also very important. But these are all the other peripheral information. The most important biomechanics are these three. And I hope you'll be able to pick some information from here and analyze yourself or talk to your coach and get your gait analysis done. And thereby you'll be able to run better and run without any injuries, and you can enjoy your run. So I hope you like the information that I shared with you today. I will be back with more information on different topics, and I will come back to you with another topic next Monday. Until then, bye-bye.